accept that. But provided these jobs have been done properly and all of that information is captured, that is valuable information which will advance our knowledge, but patients where people can actually say to the patient, we're not really sure whether continued monitoring and handling you according to whatever transpires in the future is the best thing to do, or whether at this point taking out those metastases is the best thing to do. And that is the nub of the uncertainty. Now, interestingly, in Mars, and I'm now going to answer the question you put at the end, Chairman, what happens if patients want to cross over, don't want to take their allocation? Well, in Mars at the beginning, because this was a study in which patients could get this very radical surgery which they hoped they would cure them, patients struggled and twisted and bent the rules to get the surgery. And some did, after being allocated to non-surgery still junction. And they had surgery done by non-Mars surgeons, and there was a surgeon who was not in Mars, but one of the best performing surgeons in that area, and I referred them to him. So the rule was you weren't going to be abandoned by the study, you would be looked after properly, and it was your right to choose. So they went to him. Later on in the study, it was going the other way. Patients randomly allocated to have the radical surgery decided they didn't want it. Now, that was quite interesting, because I was talking with Rob about this earlier, that actually you can't run a randomized study until there is a degree of uncertainty. But the very process that this high-profile study was going on, and amongst mesothelioma oncologists, chest oncologists, this was high-profile. And, you know, I get invited to California and Boston and so on to talk about it, because it really was rattling their cage. And so we went to all the mesothelioma meetings. How's the Mars trial going? We're all very interested. And it itself made practice less certain, the very fact you were doing a study. So I hope we would...